Jay Garner, the retired American general leading today's meeting in Nasiriya, has responsibilities in Iraq that go beyond those of any other U.S. official in a foreign country in many years. Garner and his staff will oversee the reestablishment of an Iraqi state. This is his second post-war assignment in Iraq. After the 1991 Gulf War, Garner oversaw relief operations for Iraqi Kurds. NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
Retired Lieutenant General Jay Garner has such broad authority for the post-war administration of Iraq that some people call him Iraq's new military governor. But Garner thinks of himself as a civilian now that he's out of uniform, and last week he told reporters in the town of Qasr that he wants to put Iraqis, not the U.S. military, in charge of Iraqi affairs.
We have a chance this moment in time for the Iraqi people to bring democracy and the right way of life back to their people. And that's going to happen. And all we're doing here is we're creating an environment where they can begin to have democracy and freedom and live in peace, not be a threat to their neighbors, and have a government that represents the duly elected will of their people.
After retiring from the U.S. Army in 1997, Garner took over a company that builds missile defense components, and some of his detractors think it's Garner's enthusiasm for missile defense that brought him to the attention of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. But the Army experience closest to his current assignment was in the aftermath of the 1991 Gulf War, when he directed Operation Provide Comfort. Garner's work with the Kurds helped them establish an autonomous region in their part of Iraq, and he remains popular with Iraqi Kurds to this day.
I think he's a good man. He's very capable and competent.
Najmuddin Karim is president of the Washington Kurdish Institute.
His first major experience was in Kurdistan as peacekeeper, and he's the one who established the safe haven when we had millions of people in the mountains dying from cold and hunger and thirst. So we're hoping that that experience will help him a lot.
Still, Garner faces suspicion in the Arab world. 2.5 years ago, he was one of more than 40 retired U.S. military leaders to sign a declaration blaming Palestinian leaders for Middle East violence and crediting the Israeli government with having shown, quote, remarkable restraint during the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Hussein Ibish, communications director for the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, says Garner's approval of the statement as a minimum showed bad political judgment, and Ibish wonders why the Bush administration would put Iraq reconstruction in the hands of someone likely to generate criticism in the Arab world.
Here he's being handed possibly the most sensitive task that an American official has been given in terms of international relations in the last few decades. I mean, he's going to be, after all, the first American administrator of a large Arab country following an American conquest of that country in a period of time of enormous and incredibly dangerous tensions between Arab and American societies.
In his brief comments to reporters last week in Qasr, Garner denied that his views on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict would undermine him among Iraqis. "I am not a Zionist," he said. Garner's appointment has been praised by many of those familiar with his Army experience. Retired Army Colonel Scott File, who has specialized in post-conflict planning, says Iraqis in the next few months are likely to judge Garner by whether he restores water and electricity and reopens the schools, not by his political views.
General Garner is a guy who puts stuff together and makes things happen. Having a high-profile political figure with a name recognition in that position, a lot of his time would be taken up doing those high-profile things. And I think General Garner would tend to prefer to keep his hands dirty and not have to deal with some of that an eminent personage would have to do.
In fact, Pentagon planners originally expected that General Garner would work under a more senior civilian. Defense officials say the Bush administration may yet bring in someone else, perhaps even a non-American, to oversee Iraq's political and economic reconstruction. But for now, much of the post-war work in Iraq will be under Jay Garner's direction. He and his team expect to move to Baghdad within the next 2 weeks. Tom Jeltam, NPR News, Washington.